Looking back on this past year, from a general manager's perspective, what's it like to see such a huge turnaround in your first season, knowing the role that you and your staff played in that success?
Well, I think it's a tribute to everybody within the Chiefs organization. Early on, we set up a plan. Part of that plan, you know, we achieved certain levels of that plan over the entire year. It was very rewarding, very challenging at the same time. But at the end of the day, those goals and expectations were met. It's now time to move on to year two. And that's kind of where we are with it.
During this time, there's a lot of talk about free agency, but there's also a lot of preparation towards the draft. How is your evaluation process coming along?
It's doing very well. I mean, you try to balance it out. Early on in the phase, we had a lot of meetings with regards to unrestricted free agency, trying to plan that model as we go along here and how we could fit certain components within in the plan. And then you balance that with the college draft. And, you know, the college draft is a 3 or 4 phase process. And right now we are probably into the second phase of that process. We have, a couple more weeks to go before the draft. Guys are out on the road right now, diligently scouting, attending pro days, getting to understand what makes up these college players. What trait do they have that can actually help us?
How would you describe the talent level of this 2014 draft class?
It's very talented. I think what happened was there was an influx of juniors. I think there's certain positions that are deeper, and it's helped with the juniors. But this is one of those drafts that there'll be good players to be had in every round.
What is it that you would say that you take most out of the combine and the pro day workouts?
They're alike, but they're different as well, because at the combine, it's the first chance of the entire organization to kind of meet these prospects, some for the very first time. There's a large emphasis placed on the medical evaluation of it as well, because now what you have is 330 prospective draft picks in one setting, so you're trying to get all that medical information instead of flying these 330 plus players to each respective site. It's all right there. And then it's, what you do is you get to see the competitive nature of each player as they go and compete against themselves. And then now you take away to the individual campus workouts or the pro days, guys are a little bit more relaxed. They're in their own environment. It gives the chance, the respective clubs, a little bit more chance to find who they are one-on-one. Because sometimes I've found that players, when they come to the combine, it's a little bit staged on who they are, so you have to break through those barriers. So then when you get them on their natural turf, they begin to get a little bit more relaxed, and then you can kind of see truly who they are as people.
So heading into your second year now with the Chiefs, how do you feel about the overall direction of this franchise?
You know what? I feel very excited, very humble, and very positive. It all starts with the leadership of Clark Hunt. He has a vision, and I believe it's myself and Mark Donovan's responsibility to take his vision and execute that plan. I couldn't ask for a better place to be. I mean, this is what I've always dreamt about. It's what I've always heard about. And I'm just happy to be right here at One Arrowhead Drive.